presenting the grand to Auden Bunker. Auden is an 8-year-old baseball player from right here in North Little Rock. This is his second year in baseball, and his favorite player is Mookie Betts of the Dodgers. He likes baseball because you get to do everything, so he can hit, run, and catch balls. Coach Hunter nominated Auden because he's a hard worker and always gives 110%. Keep up the good work, Auden. We hope to see you at a draft uniform one day. Let's give a big round of applause to Auden Bunker.
So much fun comes naturally.
Nationals baseball, come and see.
Family, friends, and future stars.
Nationals baseball, best by far.
Where so much fun comes so naturally. Nationals baseball. Where so much fun comes so
The following is a presentation of Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
At the wall, it's gone! Bobby Witt Jr., 3-homer game. Double-A baseball cannot contain MJ Melendez. Let's take a trip around the bases with Bobby Witt Jr. Hit one into a dive, and again he makes an incredible catch. Scott Thorman's waving around Brewer Hicklin. The throw home. Hicklin slides in safely. And Astros walk it off. Fly ball deep into left field. Right field back onto the warning track. At the wall, and it's gone. Brewer Hicklin, his second grand slam in Wichita this season. It clears the bases and gives the Naturals a 5-1 lead in the fourth. Lost the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals, your 2021 AA Central Champions.
Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is brought to you by Harvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Gardens, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Pilata Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, welcome back to North Little Rock, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nicholas Batters, and I'm so glad to have you with us. We're counting down to first pitch here on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Getting set for now the fourth of six games, the back half of this series, between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, and the Arkansas Travelers, the AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. And glad to have your company. The Naturals trying to rebound after a loss yesterday. Yesterday falling to the Travelers 6-4. It was a close one. Three home runs. All four hits came from two players. Sula Matias 2-for-4 with a home run. CJ Alexander 2-for-4 with two home runs. The fifth two-homer game of his career, already his third this year, but his first with the Naturals. In the month of August, CJ leads the Texas League in home runs and runs batted in total bases. He has the highest OPS. He's fourth in batting average. I mean, it's just incredible what CJ has done really over the last couple of weeks.
now that he's gotten settled into his position with the Naturals. And today, the mound, the starter will be the left-hander Dante Biazzi making the start. Alec Marsh was slated to start, but he was placed on the development list this morning. So Dante Biazzi is back in the rotation after pitching out of the bullpen on Sunday. A couple weeks ago, he was the Texas League's Pitcher of the Week for his scoreless start in Wichita. Our pregame guest today is a member of the Royals front office. Reggie Sanders is a special assistant to baseball operations in a leadership development role. It's a really fascinating role. Not every major league organization has a Reggie Sanders type person. So I learned from him on what exactly does he do with the Royals, how did this position come about, what does he get out of a trip like this, and so much more. Now back on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse show after this, my conversation with Reggie Sanders.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals 2022 schedule is jam-packed with giveaways you won't want to miss. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on several t-shirt giveaways. And don't miss out on a Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead on Saturday, July 9th, or a bobblehead of former Arkansas Razorback Andrew Benintendi on Saturday, August 6th, and a Nick Prado bobblehead giveaway on Saturday, August 20th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
The Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show rolls on as we continue counting down to first pitch on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Now let's go inside the Naturals dugout for today's pregame interview.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, getting set for the fourth of six games this week in North Little Rock between the Naturals and the Arkansas Travelers from Dickey Stevens Park. Chatting with Reggie Sanders, former Kansas City Royal, now in the front office on the leadership development side. Reggie, how are you doing? Your first trip with the Naturals this year. It's good to have you in town. How have things been this year?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Thanks for having me on, getting to talk with you and your viewers.
What is your role with the Royals? Kind of take us through what are your day-to-day responsibilities or week-to-week?
Yeah. So, I'm part of the leadership baseball operations development department. And so what that entails is, you know, oftentimes when you think of a former player, it's very rare that they come back and really mentor and help cultivate the next generation of players. And so my role is basically that, is to come in and be a mentor for these players on and off the field and help navigate those waters.
On a trip like this, the Naturals in Little Rock for six games, what kind of things are you hoping to do with the players or accomplish perhaps?
Yeah, so it's all about the well-being and their hearts, right? And so, you know, as most people know, with baseball, it's such an up and down seesaw type of game. And so the well-being of those individuals is what we focus on the most. You know, it's interesting. So Dayton Moore and I, when we started talking about me coming into this organization, you know, one of the things that our main focus was is we are concerned about all of the players. But what about the 90% of players that don't make it? What are you doing and what systems do you have in place to help foster them on the field, but also off the field as well? So we have a whole list of programs that we help facilitate them as they're on their journey in baseball and preparing them for the game outside of the baseball.
That role's fascinating to me. it feels like it's something that's kind of evolved within the sport over the last 5, maybe 10 years. How have you seen that position evolve since you joined the Royals?
Yeah, well, you know, oftentimes, you know, you have guys that are somewhat sitting up in the C-suites and not really being able to come down and really listen to the players, right? And so I think there's been a better stewardship of really hearing the voices of our players, implementing their voice within the system of that as well. And so I think we have a really good feel and a grasp about what to steward them forward in their next journey. You know, one of the things that, you know, we look at from a retention standpoint, I think we're probably at 40% of retention of our players that have actually left this organization and working in this, in our organization in some capacity. So when you talk about real culture, that's what real culture is. And so we also educate those individuals too, and whatever level they are capable of, we try to find a job within the organization to help support them.
That's fantastic. Counting down to first pitch here on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, visiting with former Kansas City Royal, now in the front office, Reggie Sanders. You went on a hike with some of the players this morning. How special was that? What was that like? And it looked like a good group of guys that you were with too.
Yeah, it was. And so, you know, it's one of those things like, oh guys, we got this, we got this. So when I almost got to the top, I had to sit down. I mean, it got me. Like, yeah. I was dehydrated. Yeah, it was fun though. Yeah. But, you know, those types of experiences though are really to bond and really to connect from a relationship perspective. And so that's what we really gathered from that approach. It was so, so beautiful up there just to kind of see the overview of that whole pinnacle peak area. But more importantly, what we get away from it was that kinship that we were able to do it together.
Where was it that you guys went?
We went to the Pinnacle Mountain, or Pinnacle Peak or whatever. And I think it was the South Summit. And that was an elevation one that just kept going upward, upward, yeah, upward. And it was a mile and a half up and down. It felt like it was 5 miles.
I can imagine. Last year was my first year with the Naturals. And in the short time that I've been in the Royals organization and from brief chats with Dayton, I can tell how important it is to have good people within the organization top to bottom. And this team has really impressed me. I mean, last year's team as well. But both of these teams have impressed me with the good people, the good players off the field as well. What has impressed you about this group in the few days that you've been here?
Yeah, and that's part of the, you know, everything that we do and we strive for, you know, we focus on the biblical aspect of that. And so most of the players that we do sign, there is a behavioral part of that. And so our behavioral science department is a part of the acquisition of making sure that they do their homework and see if they fit into the culture for this organization. And then on the offset of that, it once we find those players that are capable of, then it creates this unity from the get-go, and then it just spirals from there. So yeah, so there's a whole interest in making sure that we do the right thing.
We wind down our time visiting with Reggie Sanders here on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Last thing I want to ask before I let you go, when your playing career came to an end with the Royals, how did you know that this is the organization you wanted to work in from a front office standpoint? How did you know you wanted to get into the front office?
Yeah, well, you know, most people would have thought that I would have gone with Cincinnati because I was, you know, with them for quite some time in the minor leagues and 9+ years. But I got an opportunity. I alluded to this a little bit earlier. I got the opportunity to see Dayton. His in-laws live in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where we currently live. My wife and I, we were headed to San Diego. And so he was getting off the plane. We were waiting to get on the plane. I was like, oh, my God, what are you doing here? He was like, hey, my in-laws live here, so we come here quite frequently. He said, well, if you ever want to get back into baseball, just let me know. And so fast forward to, you know, 5 years later, him and I rekindled, and then I shared some of the things that we talked about in terms of stewarding these players forward, and here we are.
Well, thanks for the time, Reggie. Really appreciate it. Glad to have you in town this week, and hope we're chatting again soon. Thanks again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
We'll be back with starting lineups after this on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Every Friday home game in 2022 is a Fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night and Saturday, September 17th, as the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
Hey, Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Welcome back to the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. We're counting down to first pitch on the Naturals Baseball Network. Getting set for the fourth of six games this week in North Little Rock between the Naturals and the Arkansas Travelers. Time now to take a look at today's starting lineups. They're brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. First, for the visitors, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. 13-23 in the second half, 44-60 overall. Here's the lineup for Northwest Arkansas. Diego Hernandez leads off. He's in center field. Batting second is the left fielder, Tyler Gentry. C.J. Alexander hits third. He's playing first base today. Batting fourth is the Naturals cleanup hitter, Robbie Glendinen. John Rave hits fifth. He's in right field. Batting sixth is the catcher, Luca Tresh. Hitting seventh, the designated hitter, Sully Matias. Batting eighth is the second baseman, Morgan McCullough. And rounding out the order, hitting ninth, is the shortstop, Angelo Castellanos. And the Naturals send the left-hander, Dante Biazzi, to the mound. It's Dante's his 14th start of the year, his 21st overall appearance. On the other side of the ball, the Arkansas Travelers, the AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, 15-21 in the second half, 51-54 overall. Leading things off, it's the shortstop, Riley Unruh. Batting second, the designated hitter, Joe Rizzo. Jack Larson hits third, he's in left field. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Jake Shiner. Cade Marlowe hits fifth in center field. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Matt Scheffler. Patrick Frick hits seventh, he's the second baseman. Jake Anchia bats eighth at catcher, and Tanner Kerwer hits ninth in right field. And on the mat, it's the right-hander, Prelander Baroa, making just his third AA start after being traded from the Giants to the Mariners earlier this season. That'll conclude today's Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. First pitch in all nine innings. Coming up next here on the Naturals Baseball Network.
You've been listening to the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Located on Highway 60, west of Seneca, Missouri. First pitch is moments away on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at RFS Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people, or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of 4 or as many as 55. To reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit nwanaturals.com.
Naturals Baseball. Ugh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unified Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unified Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
The 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball is jam-packed with theme nights you'll want to be at the ballpark for. Throwback Night returns on Saturday, July 23rd with retro-inspired jerseys and caps, plus a special strike bobblehead giveaway. And Los Naturales del Noreste de Arkansas are back on August 4th and 5th, plus Saturday, September 17th. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The countdown is on to Naturals baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
On a beautiful Friday night in North Little Rock, Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball is on the air. It's time for the fourth of six games this week between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, and the Arkansas Travelers, the AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nicholas Batters. Thanks so much for making us a part of your Friday evening plan. So glad to have you at the ballpark. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for the private and non-commercial use of our audience and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Up Rolander Burrow with a right-hander out of the Dominican Republic makes his third double-A start. The Travelers in their home white tops and pants with red caps, a black brim. The Naturals in their navy blue tops and caps and helmets with gray pants. First pitch, time and temperature today are brought to you by Straits Lawn and Garden with the right outdoor furnishings and that big Green Egg Grill to make those summertime cookouts and outdoor times enjoyable. See Straits in Springdale. It's 88 degrees, partly cloudy, mostly blue skies overhead. The wind blows 10 miles an hour to the west, which means it's blowing in from left field. And away we go in North Little Rock. The first pitch from Prelando Baroa into Diego Hernandez is called a strike. A 97-mile-an-hour fastball. We're underway at 7.05 p.m. And at 7.05 p.m., 88 degrees, first pitch time of temperature, thanks to Straits Lawn and Garden. A one pitch misses. And we're even 1-1. Hernandez, the left-handed hitting center fielder, bats. Burrow is 1-1. Broken bat bouncer to the first baseman. Scheffler takes on a hop at head level and to the bag himself. A three unassisted ground out is how tonight's ball game begins. Defensively behind Burrow, the left fielder is Jack Larson. In center field, Cade Marlowe, and in right field, Tanner Kerwer. Jake Shiner's the third baseman. Riley Unroh's the shortstop. Patrick Frink at second base, Matt Scheffler at first, and Jake Anchia is the catcher. So Baroa now faces the right-handed hitting left fielder Tyler Gentry. First pitch misses well inside the fastball from Baroa. The count's 1-0. Fastball really his flashy pitch. Throws pretty hard for being just 5'11". 1-0. Called a strike at the knees. 1-1. Pairs that with a really good slider. He has a changeup, but it's behind the other two pitches. A ball and a strike, the pitch to Gentry. Misses inside, 2-1. Gentry's reached in his last 10 ball games. Yesterday went 0-3, but drew a walk and scored in the fourth inning. On a two-run homer from C.J. Alexander, who waits on deck. Infield, the pull, right-on-right matchup. And the pitch. Down and away. 3-1, the count to Tyler Gentry. 3.30 hitter between the Naturals and Quad Cities River Bandits, fifth among all qualified full-season minor league hitters. 3-1 the count. Baroa kicks and delivers. Down low, ball four. Oh, Tyler Gentry draws the walk. He is aboard here in the top of the first inning. So runner on with one out for C.J. Alexander. Isaias Barber, the crew chief, is the home plate umpire tonight, calling balls and strikes. The first base umpire is Ray Patchen. And over at third base, it's Casey James. So no score here in the top of the first inning. Runner on first and one away. C.J. Alexander coming off a two-homer night last night. Left-handed hitting first baseman awaits the first pitch. That misses outside, 1-0. Alexander, the longest, actually the only hitting streak among active Naturals players. He's hit safely in 9 straight games, including all 8 in August, where he's been ridiculous. 1-0. Swing and a miss through the 96-mile-an-hour fastball, 1-1. 7 home runs and 23 runs batted in for Alexander with the Naturals since joining the club in mid-July. 6 homers and 15 RBI have come this month. Swings and a fastball up and in, 1-2. He leads the Texas League in homers, RBIs, and total bases this month, 31 of them. Runner on with one out. Barreau with a 1-2 pitch to Alexander. Down and away. CJ lays off. It's 2-2. The funny thing, looking at the 2-for-4 day yesterday for CJ, he almost had a 3-homer game. His first at-bat was a fly up to the wall in right field. Gentry stolen 5 bases with the Naturals this year. In 8 attempts, he leads from first. The 2-2 runner going. Swing a tap foul back to the screen to the right, just near the Travelers first base side dugout on deck circle. We'll do it again. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Infield shades to pull. And again, Barreau with a 2-2 to Alexander. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Elevates the fastball out of the zone. Alexander chases. And there's the second out here in the top of the first inning. The first strikeout for Prolanda Barreau. A 2 away for Robbie Glendinning. Mentioned this is Barreau's 3rd start with the Travelers. He joined the team on July 30th for Haye Everett. The Travs are his 3rd team. Move over to first. Gentry back in with a dive. He started last year in low A San Jose with the Giants. Actually spent the entire year with San Jose. Started this year in Haye Eugene before being traded in mid-May from Seattle to San Francisco. Pitch is called a strike. No balls and 1 strike. Originally a Twin. He's just 22 years old. Has been traded twice already. Traded from the Twins to the Giants on the trade deadline in 2019. A 1 pitch. Runner going from first. It's inside. Anchia's throw from his knees down to second is not in time. Tyler Gentry slides in safely with his 6th steal of the year. And the count even 1-1. Actually, a fun fact. I was with Perlander when he was traded. He and I were sitting in the dugout in Burlington, North Carolina. I was the broadcaster for his team, the Elizabethan Twins. We were actually playing the Royals affiliate, the Burlington Royals. He was traded that day. 1-1. Misses down and away, 2-1. The bus ride to the field was kind of tense because you knew the Twins are contenders. They may be looking to trade some prospects. And sure enough, Perlander was a part of a 3-player package in exchange for Sam Dyson from San Francisco. 2-1. Popped high in the air, right center field. The center fielder Marlowe drifts to his left. He makes the catch deep in right center field. That ends the top of the first inning. Well, the Naturals are unable to score. No runs, no hits, a walk, no errors, and a runner left on. Oh, no score after a half inning of play. Travelers have their first at-bats coming up in the bottom of inning 1.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card, from Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC, credit card subject to credit approval. We head to the bottom of the first inning, 0-0 ball game, Naturals and Travelers. A left-hander, Dante Biazzi, takes the mound, facing the top of the Travelers order, starting with the switch hitter, Riley Unruh. He bats right-handed against the southpaw, Biazzi. Glove over the head, set at his belt. He steps back into his motion, kicks and delivers. First pitch misses outside. Counts 1-0. It's Unruh, Joe Rizzo, and Jack Larson, the first three due to hit for the Travelers against the Naturals' lefty out of Pennsylvania. Flips the ball towards the Travelers' first base dugout. Requests a new one from the home plate umpire, Isaias Barba. For Biazzi, his 14th start of the year, his 21st appearance. 1-0. Misses inside on Unruh, 2-0. 6-3, record of 3.45 ERA. Biazzi was the Royals' sixth round pick in 2019 out of Penn State. 2-0. Popped in the air, straight up the middle. Luca Tresh, the catcher, has it in his sights. He's called off by the first baseman, C.J. Alexander, who crosses in front of the mound on the infield grass to make the catch. There's one away. So the defense behind Dante Biazzi: Tyler Gentry in left field, Diego Hernandez in center, John Raven right. Robbie Glendinning's the third baseman, with Angelo Castellano at shortstop, Morgan McCullough at second base, C.J. Alexander at first. Luca Tresh is the catcher, battery mate for Biazzi. He goes left on left now with Joe Rizzo. First pitch to the Travs. DH comes inside and hits him in the back. Rizzo down to first base, hit by a pitch to give the Travelers their first base runner. So one on with one out here in the bottom of the first, 0-0 ball game for now Jack Larson. Larson 0 for 4 yesterday, but he did draw a walk. He's reached in 5 straight ball games now. Infield the pull, Castellano shades up the middle. Outfield straight up, the first pitch to Larson. It's called a strike. Down an inside corner, nothing and one. A few streaks of sun blotch the infield. Otherwise, it's entirely in shade. 0-1. Breaking ball drops in for a strike. It's nothing and two. Biazzi really a three-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, and changeup. That fastball hovers around 90 miles an hour. 0-2. Misses high. One ball and two strikes. Just a triangle of sun in center field. Diego Hernandez stands smack dab in the middle. 1-2. Just misses high and away. Even two balls and two strikes. Mentioned it a couple of times this week. Jack Larson can call himself a big leaguer. When Julio Rodriguez went down with injury, he was the quickest player the Mariners could get to Houston. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Breaking ball down and away. Biazzi gets Larson with a second out of the bottom of the first inning. Biazzi's first strikeout. Runner on first with two away for Jake Shiner, the third baseman. Rizzo leads from first, and the first pitch to Shiner misses inside, 1-0. It's up to 70 runs batted in this season. That's good for third in the Texas League. Yesterday went 1-for-3. A couple of walks, and then he had an RBI double in the eighth. For next pitch, misses high and away. Two balls and no strikes to Shiner. Today, the third baseman has also played a little bit of first the last couple of nights. 2-0. Breaking ball called a strike. On the outer edge, 2-1. Biazzi started the year in the bullpen and made 4 starts. Went back to the bullpen for 4 appearances. Actually, made 3 starts, then back to the bullpen for 4 appearances. 2-1, misses high and away, 3-1. And he had been in the rotation from the start of June up until last week. Started on Tuesday against Tulsa. The Naturals had a 6-man rotation. Then he went into the bullpen and pitched in relief on Sunday. 3-1. Breaking ball is a good one. Slider catches the outer edge. It's 3-2. Pitched 2 scoreless innings on Sunday. Struck out 6. Allowed the first 2 to reach on an error and a hit. Then he struck out the next 3, 6 of his next 7 to end the ballgame. 3-2 pitch with 2 outs, runner going. Popped in the air, foul territory. The first baseman, Tresh, chases and watches that ball land in the back of the seating bowl and kick up into the suite level. Count remains full, 3-2. So in a sense, Dante's been the Naturals' emergency starter, if you will. Made a spot start his first of the year when Asa Lacy went down with injury. Took Lacy's spot of the rotation. 3 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. Again, the runner will be going. And the pitch. The looper flies straight over our heads out of play. Try it again, 3-2. Really, he took Drew Parrish's spot in the rotation when Parrish went up to AAA Omaha. And he stayed in that spot until the Naturals had an overabundance of starting pitchers. We'll try it again. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Runner going, the pitch. Fouled back to the screen off the glove of Tresh. We'll try it again. 3 balls, 2 strikes. I'll be curious to see what his pitch count ends up looking like today. Threw 49 pitches on Sunday. He does have 4 days rest. Normally they pitch with 5 days rest. So if he were on road, on schedule to start, it'd be tomorrow. But tomorrow is Andrew Hoffman. The 3-2 just misses low for ball 4. So after Joe Rizzo was hit by a pitch, he advances to second. Jake Shiner's on first with a walk. And the 9-pitch plate appearance. A 2-on, 2-out. Bottom of the first inning. 0-0 ball game. Naturals and Travelers. On a Friday night in North Little Rock. Left on left with Cade Marlowe, the Travelers center fielder. First pitch. This is down and away for ball 1. Good block in the dirt by Tresh. It's 1-0. Marlowe has reached in his last 9 games. Yesterday had a hit and a walk in 5 trips to the plate. Two on, two out. Biazzi kicks in the 1-0. Called a strike. Good fastball in the high outside corner. We're even 1-1. Biazzi does have the most pitches thrown in a single game this year by any Naturals arm. It's 101. Pitches slowly bounce up the first base side. Alexander gets it. Biazzi goes to cover the bag. He tries to tag Marlowe on his way down. He's positive he got him. First base umpire Ray Patchen calls him safe. The bases are loaded. An infield single for Cade Marlowe. That was a close play. I was hit in the awkward home between the first baseman Alexander, the second baseman McCullough. Alexander made a good turn over to first base. Wasn't that Biazzi was late getting to the bag. Marlowe just runs really well. Biazzi tried to apply the tag, but no success. A base is loaded, 2 outs for Matt Scheffler, the first baseman. Has reached in 6 straight ball games. Bounces the first pitch right back to Biazzi. Literally right back to him. He sends a soft overhand toss to first base, and that ends the first inning. Well, Biazzi strands, the base is loaded. No runs on a hit, a walk, and a hit batter. No errors. And 3 left on. Scoreless after an inning of play. We head to the second from North Little Rock on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Hi, Naturals fans. Have you heard of the newest and nicest airline in Northwest Arkansas, Breeze Airways? If you haven't, listen up. They fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze can save you serious time and money so you can go, see, and do more than ever before. Oh, and they never charge change or cancellation fees. That's pretty nice, huh? Book today at www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app. Breeze Airways, seriously nice.
You know, fans,
Tyson Foods, and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
This is outfielder John Rave, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. As we go to the top of the second, 0-0 ball game. John Rave leads off against Prelanda Baroa. The first pitch is waved at a miss for strike one. No balls in one strike the count. It's Rave, Luca Tresh, and Sula Matias. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Naturals. Here's Baroa's 0-1. Rave looks at a ball outside. And the count's even, 1-1. The Naturals put a runner on to the first. Tyler Gentry drew a walk, but nothing doing outside of that. Here's the 1-1. Big swing and a miss from Rave through the hot fastball up and in. 1-2 the count. Left-handed hitting right fielder went 0-for-4 yesterday. Strikeout, couple of flyouts, and a ground out. 0-2 called, strike three on the low inside edge. Wow, that fastball painted by Prelanda Baroa for the first out here in the top of the second. Now, it'll be Luca Tresh, the Naturals' catcher. Had yesterday off, but got his first double-A hit on Wednesday. First pitch. Called the strike. Up and in, nothing in one. Now, Tresh had an RBI single in the third inning. Walked and scored in the eighth on Wednesday. Also drove in the final run with a ground out in the ninth inning on Wednesday. Now, looks at a called strike quickly, nothing in two. No balls and two strikes. With one out, the base is empty. The pitch is way outside. Couldn't locate the fastball. It's 1-2. Well, the small sample size of Baroa at the double-A level in 5 1/3 innings. He walked 9, but also struck out 9. So control a little bit of an issue at times. He's only surrendered 2 home runs this year. Across 71 innings of play. Misses high with a fastball. We're even 2-2. I mean, it has good stuff. Just don't always know where it's going, right? 2-2 pitch. Called strike three right at the top of the zone. Beautifully placed off speed. Tresh is down looking. Back-to-back backwards K's for Baroa. 2 away in the second. Sula Matias bats had 2 of the Naturals' 4 hits yesterday, including a home run in the third inning, or the fourth inning. The ball gets loose in a left field, so the left fielder Jack Larson has to run over and retrieve it. Matias singled in the second, homered in the fourth. Both of those came off his bat at an excess of 105 miles an hour. Right on right, Matias with Baroa, and the first pitch just misses upstairs. 1-0 the count. Matias has reached in now 5 straight ball games. This is just his second start this week. Didn't play Tuesday or Wednesday. Right on right, the 1-0 pitch. Called the strike. And the count's 1-1. Swing and a miss. Big wave from Matias at that slider. And the count's 1-2. Winfield to pull. Base is empty with two outs and a 0-0 ball game here in the top of the second. Baroa kicks and the 1-2 skips to home plate. Even two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the second. The pitch to Matias. This is down and away. Good eye. And the count's full, 3-2. The first full count of the evening for Perlando Baroa. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs. Baroa to Matias. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Matias down swinging, and Baroa strikes out the side here in the top of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. Four strikeouts through two scoreless for Baroa. We head to the bottom of the second, 0-0.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with six different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvis Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Bucca Brat every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday night. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yeah, feel. Together be real, together and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing, refreshing-sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
I'm a left-handed pitcher, Dante Biazzi, and you're tuned into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Here we go to the bottom of the second inning, 0-0 ball game here in Springdale. We're in North Little Rock. Dante Biazzi to Patrick Frick. The first pitch is called for a strike, nothing and one. Patrick Frick, Jake Anchia, and Tanner Kerwer. 7, 8, and 9 in the Traveler's order. Left on right, Biazzi's 0-1. This is high and away. 1-1. Frick hits in his last four ball games. Yesterday went 1-for-4. Drove in a run on a ground out in the third and singled in the sixth, or the fifth. 1-1. Off speed just misses high. 2-1. Biazzi a 22-pitch first inning. He left the bases loaded. Here's the 2-1. Breaking ball misses down and in. We're full. Three balls and two strikes. Biazzi strands the highest rate of base runners in the system. Just shy of 80%. 3-1. Rolled over to the shortstop, Castellano. Takes the bouncy ball into his gut and sends a strong throw over to Alexander at first. There's one away. No, Frick grounds out. Here's the catcher, Jake Anchia. Anchia had yesterday off, went 0-for-3 on Wednesday, but did draw a walk. Base is empty, one away in the bottom of the second, 0-0 score. First pitch from Biazzi to Anchia. Breaking ball drops in for strike one. No balls and one strike. 0-1 pitch. This is high. 1-1. One pitch. Misses high again. 2-1 the count. Biazzi, 6 foot, 200 pounds. Delivers the 2-1. Skied out to center field. Hernandez back steps, back pedals towards the warning track, but a few paces in front of the warning track in center field, shaded slightly to the left. He makes the grab, and there's two away. Piazza retired, now Chia retired. Here's Tanner Kerwer, the right fielder, 2-for-5 yesterday. Kerwer doubled in the fourth, also singling in the eighth inning. So the first pitch hanging away. 1-0. 1-0 pitch. Misses inside. 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Popped in the air to the right side. The first baseman, Alexander, runs out into right field. Right fielder Rave calls off both Alexander and the second baseman, McCullough. Rave makes the catch, and it's a 1-2-3 second for Biazzi. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the third inning. It's 0-0, Naturals and Travelers.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
To hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Take your truck to the next level with Plaza Tire Service. Literally, with leveling kits, custom wheels, and the area's biggest selection of all-terrain and mud tires. We have options for everyone, whether you want a go-anywhere setup or the ideal on-road, off-road combination. Plaza Tire Service has you covered. Flexible financing options, we got those too. In Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, Salem Springs, and Pea Ridge. Find your nearest store at plazatireservice.com. For truck upgrades, the choice is easy. The choice is Plaza Tire Service. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Matt Mauby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
A nice crowd on hand on this Friday night in North Little Rock. 0-0 ball game as we enter the top of the third inning. Northwest Arkansas Naturals and Arkansas Travelers from Dickie Stevens Park in the fourth of six games. I'm Nicholas Batters. Do appreciate your company tonight. Rolando Baroa struck out the side in the second. His four punch-outs through two scoreless innings. Bases 8-9-1 of the Naturals' order, starting with the left-handed hitting second baseman Morgan McCullough. Right on left, here's the first pitch. Bouncy ball hit foul through the first base running lane and down the right side. Counts nothing and one. McCullough, Angelo Castellano, and Diego Hernandez, the three due to bat. Shiner, the third baseman, plays in a step on the grass. Rest of the infield shaded a pull. Right on left, here's the 1. Breaking ball just catches the top of the zone. And it counts nothing and two. No balls and two strikes. Baroa on McCullough. Into his motion, he kicks in the 0-2. High for a ball. One ball and two strikes. McCullough 0-for-3 in yesterday's ball game. Struck out a couple of times and fly down. That snapped a six-game hitting streak. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. McCullough down swinging for the first out here in the top of the third inning. That's four straight strikeouts for Baroa, who's retired six in a row. Now Angelo Castellano, the shortstop, bats. This amazing day in baseball history brought to you by the Scott Family Amazium. Make your best play with the Amazium's interactive experiences designed to inspire curious, creative play. We'll go back to 2011 in Naturals history. First, Angelo Castellano bats. First pitch from Baroa. Swing and a miss for strike one. August the 12th, 2011, the Naturals beat the Frisco Rough Riders 2-0 at Dr. Pepper Ballpark. Jake Odorizzi allowed two walks and three hits over 6 1/3 scoreless innings. The 0-1. Just misses a little high. 1-1. Nick Francis had a sacrifice fly to score a run in the second. And then Ray Navarro, who went 2 for 3, stole third and scored on a throwing error in the fifth. Final run of the game for the Naturals. 1-1 misses down and away. 2-1 the count on Castellano. Still looking for his first hit with the Naturals this year. 0 for his first 10. His pinch hit four in the ninth inning yesterday. 2-1 pitch. Popped out of play to the right. Counts even 2-2. Castellano. Wichita wind surge. Lead the Corpus Christi Hooks 4-0. Base is empty and one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Travelers lead 2-0.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns.
Didn't mean to do that. First pitch is swung through, missed for a strike, 0-1. Well, the broadcast came undone momentarily because my Ethernet cord had unplugged itself. 0-1 is high for a ball. 1-1. Well, and then I go to plug it back in and my hand bumps the mouse that controls the commercials. 1-1 is swung through, missed. It's 1-2. A ball and two strikes on Jake and Chia. Base is empty and one out. Biazzi at 68 pitches. A little bit of stretch into the Naturals' right center field bullpen. Not much outside of that. Here's the 1-2. Fouled the other way down the right side. Headed for the concourse, which is very lively today. We'll try it again. A ball and two strikes. Can Biazzi strike out his third straight batter? Here's the 1-2. High for a ball. Even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes in the pitch. Poked back to the screen. A foul ball. We'll do it again. Infield shades to pull. Bases are empty. One away. Lefty on ready with Anchia, the catcher, who's thrown out one of two attempted base stealers tonight. 2-2 pitch. Applied foul the other way. Again, out of play to the right. We'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes. Biazzi kicks and the 2-2. Just misses outside the slider. A couple of inches off the plate. And the count's full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the 3-2. Popped in the air. Right side of the infield. First baseman Alexander takes charge of it. A step into the infield grass. He makes the catch. And there's two away. So two away for Biazzi, who set down 5 in a row. After putting the first 3 on of the third inning. Here's Tanner Kerber, the right fielder. Flied out to right field to end the second. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Infield plays the right-handed hitting Kerwer to pull the 0-1 pitch. Check swing and a ball down low. He held up in time, though. That breaking ball came in at 70 miles an hour. Goodness gracious. 1-1, the count's even. A ball and a strike to pitch. Just misses low the 89-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-1. A good crowd on hand for the final pyro in the park of the year. 2-1 is yanked down the left field line, but foul into the seats. We'll do it again. 2-1. The 2-0 or 2-1 is called a strike. We're full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 to Tanner Kerwer. All three batters this inning have gotten to a full count. Biazzi's payoff. It's a breaking ball that loops foul to the right. Gets out of play. Trying again. 3-2. Six-pitch strikeout to Patrick Frick. Jake Anchia took 9 pitches for him to pop out. And we'll do it one more time. The 3-2 is called strike 3. Right at the top of the zone, Biazzi freezes Tanner Kerwer, his 4th strikeout and 2nd 1-2-3 inning of the ball game. No runs and no hits, no errors. Nobody left on here in the bottom of the 4th. We go to the top of the 5th, and in the Travelers lead the Naturals 2-0.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns on the market. Did you know they were the first zero turn made, and their product is made in the USA? Grasshopper has out front and mid-mount zero turns. They have gas and diesel models. The deck sizes range from 41 inches to the large 72 inches. Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale, the largest Grasshopper dealer in the 4-state area.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvest Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit nwanaturals.com.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
First pitch to John Rame is a swing and a miss for strike 1. No balls and a strike as we enter the 5th. The Naturals trail 2-0, still in search of their first hit. 0-1 pitch misses low. 1-1 the count. For Orlando Baroa, 9 strikeouts through 4 hitless and scoreless innings. He struck out the side both in the 2nd and the 4th. Even to the count, 1-1 on John Rave. As the Naturals trail 2-0, here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2. And the pitch. This is high. Where you had 2-2. Rave struck out looking in the 2nd. Burrow has struck out 8 of his last 9 since that point. 2-2 is pumped back to the screen. Foul. We'll do it again. In fact, the only batter that he hasn't gotten out, Angelo, on a strikeout, Angelo Castellano walked in the 3rd and then was caught stealing. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. That ties a career high. 10 strikeouts for Perlanda Burrow. Gives us the first out here in the top of the 5th inning. This game brought to you in part by Straits Lawn and Garden. Don't make the box store mistake. Buy a mower from somewhere that has no service, no repair shop, and no parts. Visit Straits Lawn and Garden today and see the largest selection of Gravely mowers at Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale. Here's Luca Tresh, the catcher. Struck out looking in the 2nd. And looks at a calm strike here, 0-1. 98 miles an hour in that fastball right down the middle from Baroa. Into his motion, right on right, the 0-1 pitch. Low and in, 1-1. That's 5 straight strikeouts now in 9 of his last 10. Burrow is in some sort of groove right now. Into his motion, and the 1-1. This is down and outside, 2-1. In fact, there really haven't been many moments where Burrow has been behind the count. Consistently getting ahead, 1-2, 0-2, And at times, 2-2 or 3-2. A 2-1. Swing and a miss. Back even. Two balls and two strikes. He's just mixing his pitches so well. The fastball and slider. It's been slider heavy today. Mixed in the change, but a little more than maybe you typically see. 2-1 to Luca Trash. Or 2-2 to Trash. Is fouled off to the right out of play. Do it again. Even two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. One out here in the top of the fifth inning. Naturals trail the Travs 2-0. Into his motion. The 2-2 Baroa to Trash. Down and away misses. The count's full. Three balls and two strikes. Three balls and two strikes the count. On deck is Sula Matias. Here's the payoff pitch. Called strike three. Oh, a beauty on the outside edge. It'll set a career high for Baroa. 11 strikeouts and six in a row. Sula Matias bats. First pitch to Sula Matias. It's in for a strike, nothing and one. He struck out swinging in the second. Everyone in the Naturals lineup has struck out at least once, everyone but Angelo Castellano. Pitch skips to home plate. One and one. A ball and a strike. Baroa's pitch to Matias. This is low. 2-1. Burrow had been pretty good this year, but this is a new level. Bouncy ball hit to the left side. The Naturals put a ball in play for the first time since the first inning. It's grounded to the shortstop Unruh. He throws low to Scheffler, but it's dug out. Five no-hit innings for Perlander Baroa. His third 1-2-3 inning of the ballgame. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth, halfway through tonight's ballgame. It's 4-0, Traveler, or 2-0.
When quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning, made-in-America, double and triple-pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
I get scared sometimes.
Of a lot of things.
Joining in.
Decisions.
The dark.
The dark.
But I once heard someone say.
But as I always say.
It's okay to be afraid.
As long as you face the fear.
And keep moving forward.
Wherever you are in life, count on the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Hey, Naturals fans. Have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality with Breeze Airways? With Breeze, you can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
This is Asa Lacy, and you're listening to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Well, halfway through tonight's ball game, halfway home, it's 2-0 Travelers. Dante Biazzi's day is done. He goes four innings for Northwest Arkansas. Allows two runs on two hits, three walks, and four strikeouts. Asa Lacy takes the mound. The left-hander has the top of the Travelers' order. Bradley Unruh, Joe Rizzo, and Jack Larson. Biazzi threw 79 pitches, 43 of them for strikes. Facing the lineup twice through. Lacy was good a couple of nights ago. And Wednesday through a scoreless fifth inning, struck out three and got the win. Lacey's first pitch to Unroh misses outside, 1-0. Popped out in the first, walked and scored in the third. One of two travelers' runs. Infield to pull, a ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch to Unroh. Up and in, two balls and no strikes. It's the first outing all season without hitting a batter or walking a batter. Struck out three. One of them reached on a drop third strike. And the 2-0 comes inside and hits Unroh. He's down to first base to begin the bottom of the fifth inning. Naturals trailing 2-0. Two runs, two hits for the Travelers. No runs, no hits for the Naturals. Left on left now with Joe Rizzo. Lacey looking to throw a strike here. Rizzo hit by a pitch in the first, doubled and scored in the third. Pitch misses inside. It's 1-0. Lacey, the fourth overall pick out of Texas A&M. One of his Texas A&M teammates was added to the roster today, actually. Casey College, called up from Quad Cities. Here's the 1-0. Called a strike, or even 1-1. 95, nearly down the middle. Lacey stands on the top of the rubber, 6'4", 215 pounds, the native of Texas. 1-1 pitch, runner going. Swing and a miss, at a ball low. Trash's throw to second's a tad late. The count's 1-2 on Joe Rizzo, but Riley Unroh steals his 16th base of the year. Counts a ball and two strikes. A 1-2 is waved at and missed. Strike three. Rizzo down swinging. Lacey has his first out via the strikeout. And there's one away in the fifth. Runner on second with one out. Lacey left on left with Larson. And the first pitch. Misses down and outside. One ball and no strikes. There's a lot of Texas A&M representation in this game. The Travelers and the Naturals. The pitch inside misses. One ball and no strikes. Zach DeLoach on the injured list right now for Arkansas. So a bummer he won't get to face Asa Lacy. Stephen Kolek, who we saw on Tuesday and will go again Sunday. A part of that Aggies rotation with Asa Lacy. Pitch misses down and in. 3-0. That was in 2018. Plus Casey College. And tomorrow's starting pitcher, Bryce Miller. I should say in this series rather than this game. 3-0 misses outside to Larson. He draws a four-pitch walk. Luca Tresh, the Naturals catcher, out for a chat with Lacy. Two on and one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Travelers leading 2-0. They score two runs in the third inning. Both came home on sacrifice flies. One of those sacrifice flies, in fact, the first, came from the man at the plate, Jake Scheiner. He walked in the first, started the scoring with a sac fly in the third. Lacey to Scheiner. Check back at second, and the first pitch This is down low for a ball, 1-0. Lacey overall this season, 1-1, a 9.64 ERA with 23 strikeouts, but also 22 walks and 18 and two-thirds innings entering play tonight. A 1-0 pitch, both runners take off. Pitch is called, the strike throw to third base from Tresh. Glendinning tags Unroe, and they call him safe. Casey James, what are you looking at? Chris Widger immediately out of the Naturals dugout. It looked like he beat him by a mile. Widger has his hands out. He can't believe it. Pleading his case with Casey James. First base umpire Ray Patchen walking over as well. Wow. These umpires are having a rough summer. That's a really important call right there that goes against the Naturals. A double steal for the Travelers. Unroe to third, Larson to second. A ball and a strike on Jake Shiner. Infield plays in for the Naturals. Lace his pitch. Misses outside. 2-1. Two and one on Shiner. Potential third run of the game, 90 feet away for the Travelers. It's Unroe on third. Lacey, the 2-1 pitch to Shiner. This is outside, check swing. Appeal says he didn't go around. And the count is 3-1. A 3-1 on Shiner. First base is open, the pitch. High for ball four, that'll load the bases. Bases loaded with one out. Here comes the Naturals pitching coach, Derek Lewis. Ken Marlow will hit with the bases loaded. And one out. Unroe on third, Larson on second. Marlow bats with Shiner on first. Getting a look at the replay of that caught stealing. You know what? I'll give the umpire credit. I think he got that one right. Riley Unroe impressively slid around the tag from Robbie Glendinning, who, to his credit, tagged Unroe after his hand was on the bag. And right as his hand came off the bag, his foot came on. I mean, it was simultaneously. Bases loaded, one out, left on left, Lacey with Marlow, and the first pitch is a fastball high for a ball, 1-0. So, my apologies to Casey James. You're better at your job than I've given you credit for. Now, Shiner and Larson both walked on first and second. Unroe hit by a pitch on third. A ball and 0 strikes on Marlow in the pitch. Check swing and a ball down and in. That was a sort of a swing if there ever was one. 1-1. Trying to defend himself like this is Pirates of the Caribbean. One and one on Marlow. And the pitch. Breaking ball drops in. 1-2 the count. Gabe Marlow singled in the first. Brought in a run with a sack fly in the third. Naturals have a right-hander warming up in the bullpen. Past the right center field fence. That's Nate Webb. 1-2, down and away, blocked by Tresh. Counts even 2-2. Olesi has thrown 20 pitches, 6 of them for strikes. And 3 of those came on the strikeout to Joe Rizzo. Two and two, the pitch. Behind the back of Marlow to the backstop. That'll move everyone up 90 feet. Tresh's throw home with Lacey cover. The plate is late. Wild pitch scores Unroe from third base. Larson moves to second, or Larson moves to third with Shiner to second. Count is 4-3 and 2 on Cade Marlowe, and a run scores for the Travelers. Makes it 3-0, Arkansas. Three nothing Travs. Count is full on Marlowe. First base is open again. Naturals infield remains in. Lacey's set. Kicks and delivers. Check swinging a ball down and in. But it hit Marlowe. Appeal to the third base umpire. Casey James says he didn't go around. Lacey may be a little bit frustrated. Base is loaded with one out. Robbie Glendinning chatting with James as well, the third base umpire. Just not happy with him overall. And that's the end of the line for Asa Lacey. Chris Witcher's going to the bullpen. Lacey walks three and hits a batter. Does get a strikeout, but exits with a run home and the base is loaded in the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll take a timeout, let Nate Webb warm up. Back after this on the Naturals Baseball Network.
See Plaza Tire Service today for the right tire at the right price right now. Plaza Tire Service has the area's biggest selection of in-stock tires at the lowest price with outstanding service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. Plus, we make the purchase easy on the budget with our Plaza Tire Service card or no credit needed financing options. In Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, Siloam Springs, and Pea Ridge. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. For the right tire at the right price right now, see Plaza Tire Service.
Every Friday home game in 2022 is a Fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night and Saturday, September 17th, as the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville is a hit with families and children of all ages. With 50,000 square feet of interactive, hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, the Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone to explore, play, create, and learn. Visit the Amazium and discover the connection between the sciences and arts in the place where curiosity and creativity meet. Make your day amazing with a trip to the Amazium. Open every day except Tuesdays. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets.
This is pitcher Nathan Webb, and I'm taking the mound. You're tuned into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fifth, Nate Webb takes over. Bases loaded, one out. Matt Scheffler, the right-handed hitter, bats against the right-handed throwing Webb. First pitch is a ball. It's 1-0. Scheffler for two today with a strikeout. Webb, the Naturals' third pitcher after Lacey, goes one-third of an inning. Allows three walks and a hit batter. And the 1-0 is bounced up the middle. Castellanos to McCullough. Over to Alexander at first in time. Well, the Naturals roll up a double play. Marlowe out at second. And Scheffler out at first. Perfectly timed by Nate Webb. A run on no hits, no errors, and two left on base. Well, we go to the sixth inning here from Dickie Stevens Park. It could be a whole lot worse. The Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 3-0.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets. From beginner to PGA Tour member, Golf USA has the experienced staff and the largest selection of the biggest names in golf to help you play better. We offer certified custom club fitting for brands like Callaway, Titleist, Mizuno, and more. And we have huge apparel selections from Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Travis Matthew. Swing by the store at 3184 North College in Fayetteville. Golf USA is your natural choice
for golf in Northwest Arkansas.
The 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is jam-packed with theme nights you'll want to be at the ballpark for. Bowback Night returns on Saturday, July 23rd with retro-inspired jerseys and caps, plus a special strike bobblehead giveaway. And Los Naturales del Noreste de Arkansas are back on August 4th and 5th, plus Saturday, September 17th. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with six different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the top of the sixth inning. The Travelers make a pitching change. The left-hander Blake Wyman takes over for Prelando Baroa, who threw five no-hit innings and struck out a career-high 11. First pitch from Wyman to Morgan McCullough is a fastball at 90. On the outside edge for a strike, nothing and one. It's McCullough, Angelo Castellano, and Diego Hernandez due up. Wyman kicks in the 0-1. Called a strike again, nothing and two. Oh and two on McCullough, who struck out swinging off of Baroa in the third inning. Five innings, no runs, no hits, two walks, and a career-high 11 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike three. McCullough down swinging. So even though there's a new pitcher, nothing's changed.
Now back number 17, Angelo Castellano.
Angelo Castellano bats. Wyman making his second appearance of the week, his 11th with the Travelers this year. 1-0 comes in on Castellano. First pitch comes in on Castellano, 1-0. Castellano walked in the third inning but was caught stealing. Really the only blip in Baroa's outing outside of a walk in the first. 1-0 is laced down the left field line but foul. Counts even 1-1. Baroa finished his outing, 78 pitches, 46 of them for strikes. It wasn't someone that had been going super deep into outings this year. His longest outing with the Travs, nearly as long as his first two. In fact, 78 is his longest outing of the year. 1-1 on Castellano. Here's the pitch. Oh, he's called for an automatic ball right as he was about to deliver the pitch. The count's 2-1 on Castellano. 2-1 on Castellano. Infield plays to pull. The pitch. Found back to the screen. We're even 2-2. Two and two on Angelo Castellano. It's called a strike. That's a ball, I beg your pardon, down and in. Counts full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, and out on Castellano, the payoff. It's popped in the air over our heads out of play. We'll do it again. Three balls and two strikes, the count. Three balls, two strikes, one out. The payoff. Bouncy ball into the third baseman, Shiner. Fields it a step to his left and slings a sidearm throw to first in time to end the inning, or to end the at-bat. Speaking of gibberish, I apologize. This is the fourth ball the Naturals have put in play. There are two outs in the sixth. Naturals still in search of their first hit. To the top of the order for Diego Hernandez. Hernandez grounded out in the first, struck out of the third. First pitch. Swings and misses. Nothing in one. Wyman. Left on left with Hernandez. Infield to pull the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes, and two outs. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, held on to by the catcher. And Shea to end the inning. Naturals go down 1-2-3, still without a hit through six innings. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. Bottom of the sixth coming up. It's 3-0 Travelers.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable for your campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Since 2002, Pickett Construction has been handling the Northwest Arkansas community's commercial and residential construction needs. From development, design, and construction, we're here for you no matter the scale of the job. Pickett Construction. You pick it, we build it.
Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straits Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Travelers lead the Naturals 3-0. First pitch from Nate Webb to Patrick Frick. It's a fastball at 96, called a strike. 2-1. Frick, Jake Anchia, and Tanner Kerwer. This part of the lineup has combined to go 0-6 today. 0-1 is down and away, but called a strike. Frick checked his swing, and it didn't matter. It's a strike anyway, according to the home plate umpire Isaiah Sparba, but it's 2-0. No balls and two strikes the count. Infield to pull. Webb's 0-2 pitch. Down and away. Frick laid off this time. It's 1-2. Webb has thrown 2/3 of an inning, despite facing just one batter in the fifth. For first pitch ball to Matt Scheffler, and then on the next pitch, got a ground ball for a 6-4-3 double play to end the inning. Asa Lacy was only charged with a run. 1-2. On the outside corner, called strike three. Beautiful breaking ball from Webb freezes Frick. Second time he struck out today. First out of the sixth. Today's Major League Scoreboard Update is brought to you by the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Choose from over 70 different academic programs that chase your dreams at Arkansas's most affordable four-year campus, the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride. Here's Jake Anchia, 0-2 with a couple of flyouts. First pitch is up and in for ball one. Yes, the notable place to start, Kansas City. Things are actually going better here than they are in Kansas City from an offensive perspective. Royals are without a base runner through the first five innings. Tony Gonsolin's retired all 15 batters he's faced, which is a bouncy ball foul down the right side, 1-1. The Dodgers only have two hits against Daniel Lynch, so he's doing pretty well, all things considered. A lot of games in progress right now. Nothing final yet. One still coming up. Pirates and Giants at 9:15 Central from San Francisco. Bottom of the eighth in Miami. Braves lead the Marlins 4-3. Bottom six at Washington, D.C.'s Nationals Park. Juan Soto is back in town. The Padres lead 8-1, a seven-run fifth inning. Webb, the 1-1. Just misses outside with the fastball, 1-2. Homecoming for Juan Soto pretty quickly. You see Fernando Tatis Jr. suspended 80 games for a PED suspension. And it was straight up an anabolic steroid that he tested positive for. 2-1, breaking balls called for a strike, 2-2. He claims it was a ringworm cream that he took that unknowingly had that anabolic steroid in it. But I feel like somebody around him has to check that before he takes it. 2-2, bouncing ball. Tips off of Webb's glove to the second baseman, McCullough, who throws over to first in time for the out. That should be a 1-4-3 ground out. The second out of the sixth inning. Bottom seven in Tampa Bay at St. Petersburg's Tropicana Field. Orioles lead the Rays 8-3. Bottom nine in New York from Citi Field in Queens. It's 1-1 Phillies and Mets. Tigers and White Sox, bottom of the eighth. White Sox lead the Tigers 2-0 on the south side. Yankees up 2-1 over the Red Sox. Bottom eight from Fenway. First pitch to Tanner Kernwer's bounced through the left side. A base hit into left field. The Travelers have their third hit of the ballgame. Kernwer 1-for-3 now. Runner on first with two away. Back to the top of the order for Riley Unruh. Top five in Arlington. Mariners lead the Rangers 3-1. Middle of five in Houston. Athletics are up 2-0 over the Astros. Cardinals lead the Brewers 2-0. Diamondbacks lead the Rockies 3-0 in the middle of the fourth. Twins and Angels no score. Top one in Anaheim. Actually, a final just now. The Cleveland Guardians shut out the Toronto Blue Jays, hold them to three hits, an 8-0 win. First pitch to Riley Unruh, called to strike. Trash's throw to second is on target, but not in time. Castellanos' tag is a touch late. Kerwer swipes the bag. Oh, it's nothing and one on Riley Unruh. Popped out in the first, walked and scored in the third, hit by a pitch, stole two bases and scored in the fifth. No balls and a strike. A pitch to Unruh. Fouled the other way, out of play to the left. We'll do it again, nothing and two. No balls and two strikes the count, two outs. Runner on second base is Tanner Kerwer. His 21st stolen base of the year. Right-hander Webb against the left-handed hitting Unruh. No balls and two strikes with two outs. There's the pitch. Up and in. Unruh turns out of the way. It's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Two outs. Webb set above the letters. Kicks and delivers. Line drive, right field, base hit. That'll score the runner from second. Kerwer's headed around third. He's in standing up. RBI single from Riley Unruh makes it 4-0 Travelers. Back-to-back two-out singles for Arkansas. Up 4-0 here in the sixth. And now Joe Rizzo bats. Webb got four straight outs on three batters to begin his outing, and Kerwer singled, stole second, scored on the Riley Unruh single. Move over to first. Unruh's already swiped two bases this year, back in standing up. Rizzo hit by a pitch in the first, doubled and scored in the third, struck out of the fifth against Lacey, the only out he got. Pitch is called a strike. Ooh, a little generous call from Isaias Barba. It's nothing in one. Infield the pull, no balls and a strike on the left-handed hitter. Webb kicks in the 0-1. Slooped the other way down the left side, out of play, foul. It counts nothing in two. Thank you. Infield to pull. No balls and two strikes. Two outs. And the pitch. Bouncy ball hit past the first baseman, Alexander, and into right field. Around second, Unroh's into third, standing up. And the ball gets past Glendinning. That'll score Unroh. No, Glendinning picks it up in foul territory. His throw home late. It's 5-0 Travelers. I don't know what just happened. Now Rizzo, a single. The throw went to third. I don't know if that's going to be a fielding error or a throwing error. So Rizzo on second. Two runs in and two outs. For Jack Larson, the left fielder. Right on left with Larson. The first pitch drops in for a strike. Nothing and one. Naturals have made more errors today than they have hits through six innings. No balls and a strike on Larson. And the pitch. Bouncy ball hit to the left side. Castellanos charges. The shortstop gloves it. Quick transfer. Throw to first is in time for the out. Well, the Travelers score a couple of runs. Should be just one of them earned. On three hits, an error, and one left on. We go to the top of the seventh inning. It's 5-0 Travelers here in North Little Rock.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Find out why banking customers love the Arvest Go mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. We head to the seventh. Naturals down 5-0. Been no hit by the Arkansas Travelers. Tyler Gentry leads off the seventh against Jake Haber, the new pitcher into the game for the Travelers. Their third of the night. Right on right with Gentry. The first pitch misses low for a ball 1-0. Prelander Baroa started five no-hit innings, two walks and 11 strikeouts. Blake Wyman pitched the sixth. Retired all three batters he faced with a couple of strikeouts. Haber right on right. Pitches in for a strike. And the count's 1-1. Haber, his 35th appearance of the year, 1-2 record, a 6.34 ERA. The pitch. Down and away misses. 2-1. Naturals have also been retired 10 in a row since Angelo Castellano walked in the third, but he was caught stealing, so technically Travelers pitchers have faced the minimum since there was one out in this ballgame. 2-1, misses away, 3-1. Diego Hernandez grounded out to begin the inning. The Tyler Gentry walked and stole second. Since that walk, Travelers pitchers have faced the minimum including 13 strikeouts of the 17 outs recorded. Pitch found to the right, well out of play, past the light tower that stopped working in the series opener on Tuesday. Counts full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 on Gentry. And he walked in the first inning. Alexander waits on deck. Haber the payoff. Fisted foul to the right. Into one of the sweets and back down into the stands. Counts full, 3-2 still. Three balls, 2 strikes. The pitch. Found back to the screen. We'll do it again. Count Holmes full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three and two on Gentry. No runs, no hits, an error for the Naturals. They've left one on. 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Travelers. They've left 7 on. Here's the 3-2. Line drive into the leaping glove of the shortstop on Rowe for the first down. He ranged to his left, went up the ladder, and hauled it in. The first out. Good play by Unroe. It's one away for C.J. Alexander. Alexander, left-handed hitter, is 0 for 2 today with 2 strikeouts. First pitch, misses outside, 1-0. There's some really good pitchers that have come through North Little Rock over the past few seasons. Pitching always seems to be near the top of the league. The pitch, inside on Alexander, 2-0. Now this is the most pitcher-friendly ballpark in the Texas League. But even if you take that out of the equation, Seattle still has a lot of good young arms. 2-0 to Alexander is chopped up the middle. The second baseman, Frick, to his right. Throw to first with Alexander. Hustling's in time for the out. Another 2 away. Alexander falls to 0 for 3 today. And Robbie Clendenin bats. Space is empty. 2 outs. 5-0 lead for the Travelers in the top of the 7th. Infield to pull, a gap in right center for Glendinning. Fly out in the first, strike out of the 4th. First pitch. Check swing, shot, foul back to the screen. And that counts. No balls and a strike. Naturals bullpen is quiet, so perhaps Nate Webb will have the 7th. Through an inning and a 3rd so far. And the pitch. Obviously ball rolled foul, wide of the 3rd base bag. 0-2. So no balls and 2 strikes. 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Misses away. 1-2 on Glendinning, who's reached in 7 straight games. Only 2 Naturals have reached today, though. Gentry and Castellano both walked. Here's the pitch. Just misses. A touch high. Even 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs on Glendinning, and the pitch. Misses down and away, 3-0. Three balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. John Rave on deck. Bases are empty here in the 7th. And the 3-2. Fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. high, check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Appeal to the first base umpire, Ray Patchen. Robbie Glendinning draws the Naturals' third walk of the day. That extends his on-base streak to eight games. The Naturals have a runner on. That snaps the stretch of 10, 11, 12 batters in a row set down by Traveler pitching. Here's John Rave 0 for 2 today with a couple of strikeouts. First pitch to Rave from Jake Haber. It's called a strike, nothing and one. The Naturals still being no hit by the Travelers. Staff needs seven more outs. Or the Naturals have seven outs to work with, depending on how you look at it. A one. It's called a strike, nothing and two. No balls and two strikes on John Rave. Two outs here in the top of the seventh. Haber trying to send it to the stretch. 0-2. Chopped high to the second baseman, Frick. Fields it at the cut of the outfield. Grass throws to first base in time. And the inning's over. Well, the Naturals through seven innings without a hit. No runs, no hits. A walk, no errors. And a runner left on base. That takes us to the seventh inning stretch. It's presented by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Trusted for more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross provides affordable health, dental, and vision insurance for Arkansans. Schedule an appointment with one of our friendly health insurance experts from our Arkansas Blue Welcome Centers in Fayetteville or
the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
I'm pitcher Nathan Webb, and you're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Bottom of the seventh, 5-0 lead for the Arkansas Travelers over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Nate Webb back to work, and the first pitch is a low strike, nothing and one. Webb through an inning and two-thirds so far, facing 4, 5, and 6 in the Travelers' order. Jack Shiner, Cade Marlowe, and Matt Scheffler. Oh, one misses where? I guess up and in. 1-1 the count. Naturals still hitless through seven innings. Infield to pull, the 1-1 pitch to Shiners. Bounce to the second baseman, McCullough. Takes a step to his left, a step towards first, and throws to first in time for the out. Now Shiner is retired for the first time. He's retired for the second time today. That's his first official at-bat. Had a couple of walks and a sacrifice fly up to this point. Now base is empty with one out for Cade Marlowe. He singled in the first, a sac fly in the third. Hit by a pitch in the fifth. First pitch to Marlowe misses high. A 98-mile-an-hour fastball from Webb. 1-0's the count. Bound back to the screen. 1-1. One ball and one strike with one out. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. 1-2. And we go to the eighth inning. Naturals will have 6, 7, and 8 due up. Luca Tresh, Sule Matias, and Morgan McCullough. Webb home with the 1-2. Down and in, misses. Even two balls and two strikes. A little bit of activity for the Naturals in their right field bullpen. Right center field bullpen. A right-hander up and throwing. Pitch is bounced foul wide of the first base bag. And it's Casey Kolick, the newest Natural. Just joined the team today with Alec Marsh going on the development list. Two balls and two strikes with an out. Two-two. Found back to the screen. We'll try it again. Two balls and two strikes. Two and two. The pitch to Marlowe. Foul to the left. One inning chases, and that's out of play. And a fine catch made by a fan of the stands. Hey, he's sitting a few rows in front of our head groundskeeper, Stephen Crockett. Crockett, why aren't you getting out of your seat to make that play? See Crockett in a baby blue shirt sitting four rows behind the fan who made the catch of the foul ball. 2-2 rolled over to the first baseman, Alexander. Backhanded, thrown to first, and Webb's step of the bag is late. An infield single for Cade Marlowe gives the Travelers one out base runner. Here's Matt Scheffler, the first baseman. One on, one out. First pitch to Scheffler. He's called a strike, nothing and one. Scheffler grounded out in the first, struck out in the third, bounced into a double play in the fourth. One of just a few Naturals, Travelers. 6, 7, and 8 hitters are all 0 for 3 today. Webb already has induced one double play today. The 0-1 misses outside. One and one. One and one on Scheffler. Webb kicks and delivers. Fastball misses low and away. Two and one the count. Two one pitch runner going. Down and away. Tresh's throw to second is late. Travs are running wild tonight. Marlowe has his 31st steal of the year. Fifth stolen base of the night for the Travelers. Trash just won for his first 11. 3-1 to Scheffler with a runner on second and one out. So the double play possibility is erased, or at least the traditional double play. 3-1 from Webb. Foul down the line to the right. We'll do it again, 3-2. Of the two runs Nate Webb allowed in the sixth, just one of them was earned. As the error that was made, had it not been made, was ruled a throwing error on John Raven right field. The run would not have scored, because after that a ground out ended the inning. The runner would have been stranded on third base. Three to Webb to Scheffler, the payoff. Check swing, shot foul. Watch out of the on-deck circle. Patrick Frick has to duck out of the way. He'll try it again. Three balls and two strikes. Three and two, again the payoff. Breaking ball, called strike three. A beauty from Nate Webb. Gets Scheffler looking for the second out of the seventh, and here comes the Naturals manager, Chris Widger. Scheffler strikes out looking. Chris Widger is up to get Nate Webb and Casey Kolick is coming in. I'll take a timeout back after this for the AA debut of Casey Kolick. You return to Dickey Stevens Park in a moment.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000-square-foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. Double your play and make your day amazing with a visit to the Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go, and use promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Back at Dickey Stevens Park, it's the bottom of the seventh inning. Travelers lead 5-0, and Casey Kolick comes in for his AA debut, called up today from High A Quad Cities, where he was great with the River Bandits. 3-3, a 2.65 ERA over 25 appearances. Also made one for AAA Omaha. First pitch to Patrick Frick is down and away for a ball. 1-0. Frick grounded out in the second, strikeouts in the fourth and sixth. One a pitch from Kolick, the right-hander. Fouled back to the screen, 1-1. Well, Kolick was originally a fourth-round pick by the Atlanta Braves out of Texas A&M in 2019. Traded to the Royals last summer in the deal that sent Jorge Soler, the future World Series MVP, to Atlanta. 1-1. Down and away. Comes 2-1. Marlowe leads from second. 2-1 the count on Patrick Frick. Runner on second is Nate Webb's responsibility. Went 2 1/3 innings, allowed 4 hits, struck out a couple. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. On the outside corner, called strike three. Well, Casey Kolick freezes Patrick Frick to end the bottom of the seventh. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. Well, Kolick makes his AA debut and strikes out Patrick Frick, looking to end the bottom of the seventh. Well, the Naturals are being no hit through seven, have 6 outs to work with offensively. We head to the eighth.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions, it's either first place or no place. Challenges, they come easy to me. I faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Are you hungry for the usual today?
Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious, like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
We go to the top of the eighth inning. Travelers lead the Naturals 5-0. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card, from Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC. Credit card subject to credit approval. Well, Perlander Peroa threw five no-hit innings. Then it was one from Blake Wyman, one from Jake Hamburger. Now here's Rob Kaminsky. The left-hander faces Luca Tresh, who looks at a strike. It's nothing and one. Tresh, Sule Matias, and Morgan McCullough, 6, 7, and 8, due up for the Naturals. Tresh 0 for 2 today, has twice struck out looking. 0-1 pitch. In for a strike. It's 0-2. The Naturals have struck out 13 times today. Of the 21 outs recorded. So 13 to the first, 18. 0-2. Misses low. It skips to home plate from Kaminsky. It's 1-2. A left-hander pitching for the second time this week. 2-1 this year, a 6.08 ERA. Pitching in his 28th game. 27 strikeouts and 26 and two-thirds innings. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball hit high. Chopped to the third baseman, Shiner. Fields it from the infield grass. Throws to first. There's one away. Sule Matias bats. One out in the eighth. No runs, no hits, and an error for the Naturals, who have left two on. Five runs, six hits, and no errors for the Travelers, who have left eight on. Sule Matias, yellow batting gloves, looks at the first pitch. Fastball down the middle for strike one. He's 0 for 2 today, grounded out in the second, or grounded out in the fifth after striking out in the second. Infield to pull, no balls and a strike. Kicking the pitch. Called a strike of the knees, nothing and two. Oh, and 2, the count of Matias. Kaminsky shakes off his catcher, Anchia. Once has the sign at letters, kicks and delivers. The 0-2 home just misses outside, 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Second out here in the top of the eighth inning. Matias is down swinging for the second time tonight. Well, the Naturals have been two hit twice this year. Both of those games came in April. Had more than two hits in every game since. Still looking for their first today. Two outs in the eighth. Here's Morgan McCullough, a left-handed hitting second baseman. First pitch. It's down and away for a ball, 1-0. McCullough 0 for 2 today, 2 strikeouts. Infield the pull, and the left-handed hitter, the pitch. A little check swing, excuse me swing, tap back to the mound. The first baseman, Scheffler, fields the throw from the pitcher, Kaminsky. 8 no-hit innings for the Arkansas Travelers pitching staff against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Here in the eighth, No runs on no hits, no errors, and no runners left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 5-0 Trams.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at RBS Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of 4 or as many as 55. To reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit nwanaturals.com.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Bottom of the eighth inning, first pitch from Casey Kolick to Jake Anchia is a strike, nothing and one. Anchia, Tanner Kerwer, and Riley Unroe do up 8-9-1 in the Travelers' order. 0-1 pitch. Swinging a tap foul back to the screen. Counts 0-2. No balls and two strikes on Anchia. Kolick right on right with the Travelers' catcher, home with the pitch. It misses high, 1-2. Infield slightly to pull, right on right. Kolick in his double-A debut fouls it back off the facade, back down into the seats. Do it again, a ball and two strikes. Pitch is popped in the air. Shallow left center field. Who's going to get it? It's the center fielder, Hernandez, to make the catch in left center. And there's one away. Find out why banking customers love the Arvesco mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. First pitch is just inside for a ball to Kerwer. 1-0. Inside again, 2-0. 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Kolick. Called the strike, 2-1. Tanner Kerwer singled and scored in the sixth inning, 1-for-3 today. Also stole second in the process. Swings and misses, we're even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes in the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Tanner Kerwer down swinging. A strikeout for Casey Kolick. He's retired all three he's faced. Back to the top of the order for Riley Unroe. Left-handed hitting Riley Unroe, or the switch hitter batting left-handed. Looks at a ball down and in, 1-0 Popped out in the first, walked and scored in the third, hit by a pitch and scored in the fifth, singled in a run and scored in the sixth. So he's scored three times today in four plate appearances. Looks at a ball low, 2-0. Infield to pull. Kolick kicks in the 2-0 pitch. Just misses outside. 96-mile-an-hour fastball, 3-0. Well, Kolick had a really good stretch towards the end of his time with Quad Cities. Didn't allow an earned run across his last 12 and a third innings. 13 games. Pitch comes up and in on Unroe. He'll take first base. Our last 12 games, 15 and a third innings with the River Bandits. Was third in the Midwest League with 9 saves when they called him up. So Unroe on first with 2 away. For the designated hitter, Joe Rizzo. It's the first runner that Kolick has put on. One on, two out, and the first pitch. Called the strike, nothing in one. Rizzo hit by a pitch in the first, doubled and scored in the third, struck out of the fifth, singled in the sixth, run scored. He took second on an error that scored that run. 0-1 from Kolick, runner going, pitches outside, Tresh's throw to second is wide of the bag. The sixth steal of the night for the Travelers. And the count's 1-1. Now 2-for-3 officially in the box score, Joe Rizzo. One and one. A pitch. This is high and away. 2-1. So Jake and Chia flied out. Tanner Kerwer struck out. Riley Unroe walked. Royals are still in search of their first hit as well. Dodgers put up a 5 spot at the top of the seventh. Royals don't have a hit through 6 innings. 2-1. Check back at second. Kolick. Pitch misses down and in. That's 3-1. A mistake I made, looking up his pronunciation online, I found 4 websites that listed it 4 different ways. All 4 of those ways got in my head. 3-1. Here's the pitch. A little floater, shallow center field. Hernandez charges in. He has to take it on a bounce for a base hit. Around third headed home on Unroe. He's in without a throw. RBI single from Joe Rizzo makes it 6-0 Travelers here in the eighth. Runner on first with 2 away. Here's Jack Larson. First pitch. Grounded softly to the second baseman, McCullough. Slings it over to first in time to end the bottom of the eighth inning. We head to the ninth. Naturals being no hit. Travelers are 3 outs away. We're back after this.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive. So we can feel forever, yet feel together, be real together, and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap twisting, bubbles fizzing, refreshing sipping, moment stopping, nothing topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
Yeah! We won't be beat. Plaza Tire Service is the low price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our 4 tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. In Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, Siloam Springs, and Pea Ridge. Find your nearest store at plazatireservice.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
On to the top of the ninth inning. Through 8 innings, the Arkansas Travelers lead 6-0. 3 outs away from no hitting the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. It's been a combined effort. 5 innings from Prelando Baroa. 1 inning from Blake Wyman. He pitched the 6th. The 7th went to Jake Haber. Rob Kaminsky at 1-2-3-8. Now we go to the 9th. Naturals have no hits, have walked 3 times. And it'll be the big league veteran Braden Shipley trying to finish off the Travelers' second no-hitter this year. 9-1-2, Angelo Castellano, Diego Hernandez, and Tyler Gentry do up. First pitch to Castellano from the sidearm of Shipley. Is up and in for ball one. Castellano walked in the 3rd, the 2nd of the Naturals' 2 walks today. Then he grounded out in the 6th. Infield to pull. 1-0 on Castellano in the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. One and one on Castellano, the shortstop. Shipley at the belt. Gick slings in the 1-1. Bounced foul straight to the ground. 1-2. Well, the Naturals have been no-hit once in franchise history. That happened on May the 17th, 2016 at Arvest Ballpark against these Arkansas Travelers. And it was just one pitcher that did it, Jordan Kipper. Naturals had just 1 walk. It's 1 shy of a perfect game. 1-2. In on Castellano. He backs out of the way, even 2-2. In fact, it would be the Travelers' 2nd this year and their 3rd in 2 years. Had one last September. Their one this year against Amarillo was just 7 innings as part of a doubleheader. 2-2 is hit high in the air and deep to left field. Larson back onto the warning track right in front of the wall. He makes the catch. Allowed out number 1 here in the top of the 9th. Two to go here in the 9th. 1 gone. A 1 out in the 9th. Base is empty. Diego Hernandez is 0-for-3. And the first pitch is fouled the other way down the left field line out of play. Nothing and 1. Really the closest the Naturals have gotten to a hit was when Tyler Gentry lined out to the shortstop Unruh in the 7th. Oh and 1. Here's the pitch. Called a strike, nothing and 2. There have already been 3 no-hitters in the Texas League this year. 2 of them from San Antonio and 1 from the Travelers. 0-2 pitch. Bouncy ball hits softly to the second baseman Frick. A step to his left, sidearms to first in time. There are 2 away. Well, the Naturals an out away from being no-hit by the Arkansas Travelers. A 5-pitcher combined effort. And it's in the hands of Tyler Gentry, who walked in the 1st, is otherwise 0-for-2 today. Oh, on May the 26th, in game 1 of a doubleheader between the Travelers and the Amarillo Sod Poodles, it was Connor Jones for 7 innings. First pitch to Gentry. Outside for a ball, 1-0. And a fantastic crowd, one of the Travelers' biggest this year. 7,024 fans on hand tonight. Shipley, a 1-0 to Gentry. Tap foul through the legs of the catcher, Anchia. It's 1-1. The San Antonio Missions had 2 in the span of 4 days. Back in May, And then shortly thereafter, it was the Trav's turn. 1-1 on Gentry. Shipley's pitch just misses low and outside. 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Gentry. Two outs in the ninth in the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Two outs in the ninth. Naturals down to their final strike tonight, still in search of their first hit. Base is empty with Gentry at the plate. Travelers lead 6-0 in the ninth. Shipley's 2-2. Down and away. Gentry lays off and we're full. Three balls and two strikes the count. So for the San Antonio Missions, it was May the 15th and 18th, and May the 26th for the Travelers. And the catcher, Anchia, calls time. Goes out for a chat with the pitcher, Shipley. Fans at Dickey Stevens Park nearly all on their feet on this Friday night in August. Three balls and two strikes, two outs on Gentry. Shipley the payoff. Breaking ball misses inside for ball four. Gentry draws his second walk of the day. The Travs fans will have to wait another batter, and it's the red hot CJ Alexander's turn. Alexander 0 for 3 today, two strikeouts and a ground out. His 9-game hit streak is in jeopardy. A 6-0 lead for the Travelers in the top of the ninth. Two outs and a runner on first is Gentry. Braden Shipley's first pitch to Alexander. Swung on and missed, 0-1. Over 7,000 fans in the house tonight at Dickey Stevens. 0-1 to Alexander, runner going. Fouled back to the screen, 0-2. Well, the Royals have a hit now. That's encouraging. Vinny Pasquantino broke it up. He was doubled home by Michael A. Taylor. So positive today, I suppose. No balls and two strikes on C.J. Alexander. Shipley's pitch. Popped high in the air, right side of the infield. The first baseman, Scheffler, calls for it. At the cut of the grass, he makes the catch. And for the second time in franchise history, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals are no hit. Once again, a combined effort by the Arkansas Travelers. 6-0 the final on this Friday night in North Little Rock. Six to nothing. The Travelers, a combined no-hitter of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Back with the totals on the Indigo or the Plaza Tire Service extra inning show for this.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Northwest Arkansas Naturals game. The game may be over, but we're far from through. Stick around for the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We'll look inside the box score, highlights, and analysis of today's game. The Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show is next on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Hey, Naturals fans. Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive
like loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets. From beginner to PGA Tour member, Golf USA has the experienced staff and the largest selection of the biggest names in golf to help you play better. We offer certified custom club fitting for brands like Callaway, Titleist, Mizuno, and more. And we have huge apparel selections from Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and Travis Matthew. Swing by the store at 3184 North College in Fayetteville. Golf USA is your natural choice for golf in Northwest Arkansas. Yeah.
Take your truck to the next level with Plaza Tire Service. Literally, with leveling kits, custom wheels, and the area's biggest selection of all-terrain and mud tires. We have options for everyone, whether you want a go-anywhere setup or the ideal on-road, off-road combination. Plaza Tire Service has you covered. Flexible financing options, we got those too. In Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, Siloam Springs, and Pea Ridge. Find your nearest store at plazatireservice.com. For truck upgrades, the choice is easy. The choice is Plaza Tire Service. Yeah.
The game is over, but we're far from through. This is the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. It's time now for a look inside the box score with highlights and analysis of today's game. Now let's head back to the stadium. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, for the second time in franchise history, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals are no hit by the Arkansas Travelers for the second time as well. A five-pitcher combined effort as the Travelers no-hit the Naturals 6-0 the final on this Friday night in North Little Rock. Well, the totals, no runs, no hits, an error for the Naturals, who leave three runners on, six runs on seven hits. No errors for the Travelers. They left nine on. Rolando Burrow is the winning pitcher. He improves to 1-1. The loss is Dante Biazzi's fourth. He falls to 6-4. Time of the game is 2 hours and 31 minutes in front of a crowd of 7,024 fans. A really lively crowd tonight in North Little Rock, which I suppose made the evening bearable, is not fair for me to say. But certainly made it a tad more enjoyable, as much as being no hit can be enjoyable. Playing Like a Winner Player of the Game is presented by Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play, located on Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri. Well, the Naturals drew four walks, two hits today, and four walks, no hits today. Two of the walks were Tyler Gentry, so I guess he's our Playing Like a Winner Player of the Game, presented by Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play, located on Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri. Time now for a check around the Texas League out-of-town scoreboard. It's presented by Walmart. We do have one final around the league. That's in Frisco, where the Frisco Rough Riders shut out the San Antonio Missions 7-0. San Antonio just losing their leadoff star, Fernando Tatis Jr. 7-0 the final there. San Antonio held to three hits by Cody Bradford, who struck out nine across seven scoreless. End of seven in Amarillo. 8-7 win for the Amarillo Sod Poodles over the Springfield Cardinals. 7 lead from Tulsa. It's the top of the eighth inning. The Midland Rockhounds lead the Tulsa Drillers 4-2. And in Wichita, the Wichita Wind Surge lead the Corpus Christi Hooks 7-3. Game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Kansas City Royals hosting the Los Angeles Dodgers for the first time since 2014. And the Dodgers lead 5-1 in the top of the eighth. Dodgers took a no-hitter into the seventh inning. Tony Gonsolin was really, really good on the hit, and then David Price took over on the mound. Around the Kansas City Royals organization, Omaha finally was not walked off. The Storm Chasers shut out, they combined to shut out the Toledo Mudhens 5-0. Drew Parrish, the best start of his AAA career, six scoreless innings. Colin Snyder followed with two, and then one from Sam Freeman. Mikel Garcia hit his third homer of the year in the first inning, and then Jimmy Govern, a two-run homer in the second, his fourth of the year. Garcia, 4-for-5 at the top of the order, two runs scored and two driven in is responsible for three of the Omaha five runs. The fireworks about to... Oh, wow, these are new. Sparklers on each of the bases. That's interesting. I haven't seen this before in a minor league fireworks show. Wow. So now there are little fireworks going off on top of each of the bases. Just around the infield. This is Pyro in the Park, which is apparently different from their regular fireworks shows. Fans seem into it, so that's what matters, right? Oh, wow. Fireworks shot off from the infield. Seems mildly dangerous. Now here they come from right field. Okay. We continue the Royals organization scoreboard. Quad Cities shut out 5-0. By the Cedar Rapids Colonels, just hits, six hits for Quad Cities. Two of those from Darryl Collins, just recently called up to high A. And the Columbia Fireflies just finished off. Actually, no, they're headed into the bottom of the ninth inning. Lead to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 9-4. Well, that's a look around the Texas League out-of-town scoreboard and the Kansas City Royals organization scoreboard presented by Walmart. Save money, live better, Walmart. Well, the good news is it can only go up from here. Andrew Hoffman starts tomorrow for the Naturals, a 7:05 first pitch. Bryce Miller will oppose him, the right-hander for the Travelers. 7:05, the first pitch on the air pregame at 6:45. Well, until tomorrow for everyone with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, I'm Nicholas Batters saying so long and farewell. The Arkansas Travelers, five pitchers, combined to no-hit the Northwest Arkansas Naturals 6-0 on a Friday night in North Little Rock. Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To stay up with the club, get your tickets for the next game at Arvest Ballpark, or catch every pitch of the action all season long at NWANaturals.com.